There's a new 6-word memoir book out. These sort of memoir haikus caught fire in 2006 when Larry Smith tweeted out the question, "Can you describe your life in 6 words?" And boom, a literary phenomenon was born. We talked to Larry about them back in 2011. You listeners sent some of your own. Since then, 6-word memoirs have become a book series, a board game, and during the time of COVID, a way for students, teachers, and parents to express their experiences. Here are a few examples. Masks on, Zoom on, PJs on. That was written by 10-year-old Sammy Bell. Please stop changing your screen name. That's from teacher Derek Rohde. And from 15-year-old Ava Russ, 6 feet never felt so far. The new book is A Terrible, Horrible, No Good Year, a nod perhaps to Judith Viorst's Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Only this new title, A Terrible, Horrible, No Good Year, is just 6 words, as are the hundreds of little stories inside. It's edited by Larry Smith. Larry, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be with you again, Robin.
Boy, do you now live in 6 words, like even ordering your food? What's this been
like? I can hear 6 words across the room. If I start talking to someone, I can write their 6-word memoir if I have a couple minutes with them. But I don't dream in 6 words, but I do socially distance in 6 feet, like the rest of the world, hopefully.
Like everybody. Okay, you've told the story before. You were originally inspired by Ernest Hemingway, who was challenged to write a 6-word novel. What did he write?
For sale, baby shoes, never worn. Could be true, could be a legend, but we all love an origin story. And the idea to give the 6-word novel a personal twist just seemed like a thing to do. Twitter was just getting started, and we were starting to have the tools to tell stories. Blank pages are scary for all of us. Computer screens are scary. But when you can write a story and feel successful that you've written something and hopefully it's true and personal about your life in just 6 words, that can feel very good.
Well, and that's so poignant, the for sale baby shoes never worn. You do imagine the entire story there. And there are some echoes of that in the new book. Here from 19-year-old Caroline Richardson, for sale prom dress never worn. That's sad.
Well, you know, one of the things that the 6-word memoir project really is, it's like a sociological experiment. You have this thing we're all going through, which is the pandemic. And I just see these patterns that teenage girls really have. I mean, it's hard for everyone, but just anecdotally and the stories I've gotten on 6wordmemoirs.com and in events and things, really rough. I mean, here's another one from Audrey Hoffman, age 13. Big plans today. Oh, never mind.
Aww. Yeah, here's a couple. Skip the homework. No one noticed. That's from Kira Ivy Mazur, 11. Or K-pop, saving lives, note by note, from Zoe Hart, who's 16. When did you, I mean, as you say in the introduction, you have a fourth grader, so you got to see firsthand education disrupted by COVID. But, you know, when did you think, wow, actually teachers could use this 6-word memoir?
Teachers started been using 6-word memoirs for probably a decade. I started making free teacher's guides that they could just take just to give them some guidance on how to teach 6-word memoirs. And when COVID hit in 2020, you know, I don't know how to sew masks. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. And I thought, what can I do? And I'm like, well, why don't I make a teacher's guide around getting kids to start talking about the pandemic? So I put that on the site for free in April 2020. And that teacher's guide was downloaded within a few months more than the previous 5 teacher's guide combined. Yeah. Because think about it, you're having this hard situation with Zoom school and the total disruption of education. And of course, if kids can feel like their voice is heard in this terrible, horrible, no good year, now years we're going through, that can only just help them connect more both to the world and to each other and to their teacher.
Some of them are, I mean, they're just so poignant. Hugged my grandson through a window. That's Ken Stasiak. Sadly, kids seem quieter after COVID. Maria Montanaro, a teacher. Holding it together only in public. Amy Livingood, a teacher. Zoom's notification sound haunts my dreams. That's another teacher, Rachel Harden. You know, it just seems like a great way to really nail how they feel. But some are kind of, well, they're kind of funny. Here's one. Great moms aren't always great teachers.
I love that one because there's so much going on there. There's a kid, and I don't know all the memoirs, but I remember that's by Teo Kan. And he's talking about his mother, but he's talking about his teacher, and he's saying what we all appreciate. He actually gives his mom kind of a high five with that, which is, I know you're trying your best, mom. And teachers also, there's a lot of humor in this book in a way, almost accidental. Let me read a few from teachers.
Sure.
Dog toys don't go into mouth. That's by Amanda, a teacher. Get your cat off your keyboard. That's by Sam Cassell, another teacher. And then there's Please Clothe Student, Self, and Family by Karis Kipapo.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be in a Zoom. Just put clothes on everybody. Your son, Lucas, the fourth grader, had a, well, what was his?
Finally, I can mute my teacher.
The word mute makes it into a lot of them. You know, you are muted again, unmute. I mean, it makes it into a lot of the memoirs. Here's a couple more. 12-year-old Leela Chandra writes, Eighth hour of YouTube, send help. And then there's mom.
Her parent might say the same thing, right?
Well, and her mother writes, wait, don't we have screen limits? That was her sixth word. Finally.
A lot of parents are asking that.
Yeah. A lot about puppies and kittens. Can we have them? Oh, why do we have them? I love and hate my family, from 10-year-old Sadie McMahon.
Wow. Yeah. There was one I want to talk about from my kids' teacher who, you know, 5 minutes in the first year of 2020 Zoom schools, we'd been through it for a few months already. I was listening to him on Zoom, you know, peering in from the other room. And within 5 minutes, I thought to myself, this year is going to be so much better. I saw my kid laughing and jumping. And his six-word memoir in the book, his name is Sean Keller, is What a Lovely Community of Rectangles.
I mean, some of these are brilliant. I don't know if it's accidental, but they are.
Well, you know, Robin, for me, when I started the Six Word Memoir Project, my theory was we're all storytellers. We all can write great stories. We all won't write for The New Yorker or The New York Times or these places we all know of or write best-selling books. But given a constraint, and the Six Word is a magical constraint that really works for anyone, we will rise to the occasion. And, you know, for me to have a book with over 200 students in the book and teachers and parents, that's a very different kind of book than I've done. But it proves the point. We're all storytellers, some as age as 5 and 6 years old are in this book. And there are grandparents talking about finally hugging their grandson after, you know, almost 2 years who are over 80.
Yeah. They are reaching out to the world. And here's the one I think that does that the best. It's from a student. What is the world like now? You know, sending the question out. So listeners, send back your six-word memoir. What is it like for you? You can send it to letters@hereandnow.org or to @hereandnow on Twitter. Larry Smith, editor of the new book and the six-word memoir series, A Terrible, Horrible, No Good Year, by teachers, students, parents during COVID. Larry, thanks so much.
Robin, it's a pleasure. And I'll leave you with this 6 words we've heard a lot during this pandemic. We are all in this together.
Good one. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Robin.